What is up, everyone? I'm Jeff Lund, and this is the Mediocre Alaskan Podcast. Been thinking a lot about Wyoming mule deer hunting. I've been doing some e-scouting on OnX and using Google Earth. The downloadable Google Earth Pro is way better than just the regular old Google Earth if you go to the web-based program. I just found this out. This is crazy. There's still a couple spots that it's funny that are the places that I want to go, and the satellite imagery is jacked up. So like you can get so much great satellite imagery of so many different areas, except for a couple spots I'm looking at for deer and goat. But so I've been doing a lot about that. Hopefully I will draw the mule deer tag in Wyoming so I can go down there. But that's what I've been thinking about, mule deer in Wyoming with Abby. And then I think about even before then, you know, you don't want to wish your life away. And before then, she's going to be up here in September. We're going to go for a deer and a goat. And then before that, at the very beginning of season, the opener, a buddy of mine is coming down from Fairbanks. We're going to hopefully get a goat. Before that, on the June 10th until July 25th, I'm going to be heading down to Wyoming, doing some fly fishing and some backpacking. It's going to be just an amazing 3.5-4 months. And then I think, oh, whoa, yeah. When my little bubble of my world gets popped or my attention goes outside of that bubble, and I think, oh, my gosh, yeah, there's a pandemic going on. And I don't know if it's a good thing that you escape into that bubble and just turn off all that stuff, but it might be. Because I can be happy, and I'm not worried, and I'm not stressed. And people might interpret that as being cold. But I think there is something to be said for being able to escape not all reality, because it's not as though I'm letting go of reality. I'm just focusing on a positive, the positive aspects of my reality and things to be excited for. Because I think if I have things to be excited about, then it's easier for me to be better with other people. And the people I'm going to be in contact with or be near, if you're in a happy, you go for a jog and you wave to people, you're saying good morning, things like that, simple things that have an impact in person, I think are extremely important so that it's not just all doom and gloom conspiracy theories on the internet. Oh my gosh, everything is bad. Was it planned? This is terrible. We shouldn't open up. These people are this for not wanting to open up. CDC says wear a mask. The World Health Organization says does. Whoa, my gosh. We have people still sharing articles from early March about mask wearing. Whoa. You just get too inundated with that sort of stuff and that anger and the people who are responding to that stuff. So releasing from that and getting some sort of joy, I think, is an important thing. Especially if you're in an area that doesn't have, like, we're aware of it. There have been cases here in Ketchikan. Everybody's recovered. We've had two that went to the hospital. They both recovered, are now out of it. So of the 16 cases we've had in town, all have recovered. Two had gone to the hospital. But, I mean, the economic toll is devastating. We haven't met the full depths of that yet. We haven't seen that. You know, the kids, we've been thinking about this a whole lot. As teachers, as we get ready for the fall model, is how many kids are not having great experiences at home. And I'm not talking about the parents not being good cooks. I'm talking about the family unit is not a safe place necessarily for them, or even not a safe place, period, for them. And so they're going through this, and they're at home a lot more right now, and it's not safe for them. So and they're missing out on the social aspects. You know, maybe the best thing about their life is going to school and just having some normalcy, having some positive interactions with people. And, you know, and just for them, it's their escape in the same way that I'm escaping just the stress about what might be coming and what is happening to my ability to teach how I want to teach, being able to escape that with thinking about fishing and hunting and hiking. A kid who's going from a less than ideal situation, when they get to school, they can forget about that. They're among their friends. And you have true equity because you have a teacher in the classroom. I can read the nonverbal cues from this kid and I can say, okay, after class, I got to make a note of, you know, asking if that kid's okay. know, or saying good morning, or before all this, you know, giving high fives, things like that, being friendly to people and having the opportunity to do that. You know, kids don't have that right now. So we don't know the toll that's being taken on that regard. But that's something that I'm thinking about during the school or during the day, because I'm still under contract and I'm getting all my stuff and I'm putting it all online for next year, depending on what it looks like. And so there's going to be an online aspect of it. It's going to be different. It's going to be crazy. It's not going to be ideal, but I'm going to make it work. It is my job to make it work. And it would be a huge disservice to the kids to just whine and complain and say, I can't make it work. It's no good. It's not going to work. No, I'm going to stink and make it work, right? We're going to get through this, kids. We're going to be resilient. We're going to test our resilience, and I'm not going to complain. Not ideal. We're going to make it stink and work. Then you have the news of the death of George Floyd in Minnesota and the subsequent unrest. And it's just terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I don't know what to say about it. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. I don't know if being absolutely at a loss of any sort of post that I could make that would make any sort of difference. I would feel just greasy and gross if my post ended up making it about me and about making other people look at me and think, oh, look at that guy, he's on our team or whatever. People should know by knowing me in person, students, by how I teach, by how I carry myself, by how I, you know, what I say and what I do. That should be the indicator of whether or not I am a good person or not, not what, how I respond after, after that. Just, yeah, I mean, it makes your stomach turn. I haven't seen the video, but you just see the picture and you just know what's going on. It's crazy, but I don't know what to say. And that just adds a whole nother element of unrest to these people who, again, I don't know. I'm projecting, I'm assuming. I've never been to Minnesota. I don't know any of these people, but we have this opportunity now to have access in a very, very, very small, minuscule window into the lives of others. We have an entire existence that's reduced down to a quote or one person said this. So I have no idea. I am assuming that dealing with the pandemic and then you're dealing with this, that's so much to handle. And I can't even imagine what that's like. So I'm not going to pretend to. And I don't know what to say. What do you say? You know, what post is going to do any sort of justice, you know? And I know that people say that if you don't speak out against it, then you're part of the problem. Well, I don't know what to say. What can you say about that? What can you say about what happened there? And then you get more and more past history about that officer. What do you say? And what can I possibly say that will do any sort of good here from Ketchikan, Alaska? I think people should know by how I treat other people whether or not, you know, I'm a good person. I don't think it necessitates a social media post, unless because then it seems like it would be just about me. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm the type of person who makes this post, and I get then feedback. I get likes. I get that reinforcement, and I get that dopamine rush because I made the right post about it.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. For anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. I was hesitant about having to get a new phone and a new phone number, but with Mint, you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone and your same phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or for a family, and at Mint, families start at two lines. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and to get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/waypoint. That is mintmobile.com/waypoint. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/waypoint.
I don't know. So I think this is my way of, this is my post. My post is, I don't know what to say. It's unfathomable to me. I'm not an expert in history. I'm not an expert in Minnesota urban lifestyle. I'm not an expert in Minnesota rural lifestyle. I'm not an expert in history. I'm not an expert in police procedure. I'm not an expert in due process. I'm not an expert in economics. I'm not an expert in anything. So what in the world could I possibly say? So it's got to be something simple. Because I can't, things are way too complex for me to try to reduce everything down to something that's simple and consumable. So that should not have happened. That's obvious. What else can you say? This is me just trying to fumble through. I don't know how many times that I've thought about maybe doing some sort of post, but what do you say? With all this stuff that's going on, what do you say? And I don't know. I think maybe that's part of it. Maybe the real response is just confusion. Is just me struggling with words and saying and I don't know. I don't know. I think there is something to be said about people who have the opportunity to bring happiness and, you know, kind of combat that constant flow of negativity that's on social media. You know, how can you just be concerned about yourself at a time like this? Yeah, there's in a way that it can be viewed as selfish, but at the same time, there is positivity in the world, and maybe, you know, it's just that link to something that, times will get better. You know, people can take all that sort of stuff out of context. You know, if you do make a post, there's going to be someone who says, well, have you thought about this? Or make it about themselves by telling you that you haven't thought about this, and it detracts from the real issue of this is an inexplicable, unexplained, so crazy time right now. I think I kind of mixed up my subject verb agreement there a little bit, but it's unprecedented. It's crazy what's going on right here. It's I don't even know how to use words anymore. But I don't think it's wrong to, in your area, in your regional area, do things that are positive, that make you feel good, that make you feel happy. I saw a couple posts about people who have been picking up and cleaning up after the protests, and that's awesome. That's great. That's the type of great stuff that should be shared. And that's not ignoring, everything else. That's not pretending that it didn't happen. You know, obviously it's not pretending because you're cleaning up the aftermath, but I think there's something to be said about being able to then, rather than bring the anger from afar into your house, into your community, but bringing unity and joy and happiness into the community with that in mind. You know, the more people who are positive with each other and treating people with respect, and, you know, the happiness that you can bring to your region is important. If you bring the anger from the outside world into your interactions with the people who are in front of you or, you know, 6 feet away from you, then that's certainly not good. You're taking the negative from what you read about what's happening in North Carolina or Delaware or Texas or of course, in Minnesota. If you bring that negativity in your life, now you're bringing the worst of what you've been reading on social media, and then you're making it impact your interactions with other people. And that's terrible. You can't do that. You can't do that. I think you can be aware of what's going on, and you can grieve for what's been lost. And I think you can have an idea of what's going on, but I don't think that you have to fill your social media with it. I think that you can be a happy person. I think that you can be a proud person. I think that you can be an edifying person. I think that you can be an empathetic person. I think you can be a positive person in these times with the people who are around you. And I don't necessarily think that how you post or what you post is indicative of the type of person that you are. Because there's a ton of people who have been, people have been great people long before social media liked their tweets or their Facebook's posts. People right now who don't have social media are amazing people. What you post on social media is not an indicator of who you are. Right? The people you work with, what would they say about you, right? The people that that are at your job, the students at my school, right? That's an indicator of the type of person I am, not what I post on social media. Things are gonna be okay. They might not look the way they did, but you know, we got the pandemic going on, and it's hard to see how this turns out. But you know, you have to believe that there's some sort of hope. Otherwise, that despairs. Despair was one of the big things that we were talking about 7 months ago, right? Mental health, social, how to socially help other people. That was one of the main stories 7 months ago. And then it got totally ruined by coronavirus and the reaction to the coronavirus. Isn't that crazy? That like one of our main concerns as a society was the mental health of people 7 months ago. Right. Now it's coronavirus. Now it's about, you know, literal health, but not the mental health. So, you know, I think being positive, doing things that allow you to be positive, so you're not just faking it. You know, living a life that is fulfilling, that is healthy, that is happy as best you can, and you know, just crushing it, getting after it. You know, showing other people that, hey, you know what, it's okay. Right? It's not ideal. There is suffering. Yeah. But to import more suffering, more anger. And then have that impact the way you treat people who are in your community. That's just, I don't think we can do that. I don't think that's wise to do that. So call that episode, whatever this episode is. I don't even know what I talked about. A lot of words just thrown at it. Some feelings, some things just don't have words, and you can't really put things to it. So I'll stop there before I ramble too much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.